heart by reason of this bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. This God is a wonderful God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for what you have preordained, prearranged to break forth in our lives because you love us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to be here today, to be illuminated by your word. We shall hear from heaven this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy to stop anyone from receiving this word today, I arrest you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy has planned to hinder your body, soul, and spirit to be in unison, to receive the word of God today, I revoke that plan. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I declare a free course for you in this place today, for the inflow of the illumination that comes from the word of life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are at liberty to do what you have proposed to do in the life of this great people of God. Thank you for even doing much more than we could ever think or imagine. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated. Looking deeply into the Word of God, into the Bible, I discovered, hallelujah, that there comes a time in our lives that destiny taps on your shoulder. There comes a time in your life that God remembers us. Praise the Lord. And I looked in the Bible because I checked and I found that there were many people, God's people, who have been oppressed, disadvantaged, reproached, who have been denied of what rightfully belongs to them according to the word of promise. And they've been languishing in lack, languishing in not enough in every area of their lives or in one particular area of their life. But I saw from the word of the Lord that according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says there are times and seasons for the manifestation of God's purpose. Praise the Lord. So God has set an appointed time by which destiny and what God has planned for your life will break forth. Praise the Lord. And I'm so excited and I'm glad about this because I know that whatever I'm going through that is contrary to the will of God has an expiry date. Praise the Lord. That's good news to me. So that no matter what I've been suffering, no matter the challenge that I've been facing, one day, that season will end. And I've come to announce to somebody here today that that season is ending in your life now. It's ending in your life now. Can I get just one person to receive that word? Just one person. Hallelujah. That season is over in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the text that we read, the children of Israel have been going through a lot of things in their lives. They've been suffering. Beloved, remember that these people are great people because they are God's people. And God is a great God. Hallelujah. But then they were in 430 years of bondage. They had no rights. They couldn't speak for themselves. There is nothing about free thinking concerning them. They tell them when to go to the toilet. They tell them when to eat and how long you can eat. Hallelujah. They don't make choices. They don't make decisions for their lives. Things are just happening to them. Anyhow, the devil is having a free course in their lives, manifesting wherever. He's completely taking residence, and he took it for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries. Many of them, you can imagine those who were born in the 400th year of their bondage. They never knew what it is to be free. Their great-great-great-grandfather never knew what it is to be free. Many generations have been in bondage. They've been denied. Hallelujah. They were royalty in captivity. Slaves, but they are still royals. Hallelujah. No, that is a misnomer. Royalty shouldn't become a slave. In fact, royalty should own slaves. Royalty should have subjects. But these are royalty because they belong to the royal family. The real, genuine royal family in the whole universe. The family of God. Hallelujah. Because our Father is the King of all kings. So they are royalty, but they are in captivity. But God himself said, there is a day a destiny will be fulfilled in their life. And what is the destiny? The day of their liberty from bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. But for that to happen, God had to remember them. God is going to remember somebody. Amen. In this place. Hallelujah. When God remembers a person, everything in your life changes. When God remembers you, everything changes. Praise the Lord. When God remembered them, they were not doing any business. They were not earning any money. But the day that God remembered them and delivered them from that captivity, they became rich people, wealthy people. They became what God had planned them to be. His original plan and original intent for them. They became it. Hallelujah. The Bible said they spoiled the Egyptians. Took everything that they had. They gave it to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. I don't know what you think you have missed. I don't know what you think that you have lost. I tell you that in this season, God will return everything back unto you. Amen. Holy Ghost, over to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I am truly perceiving by the Spirit of God that the time and the season for somebody here has come. I don't know who that person is. I don't know who that person is. But that time has come. You have entered a new season of liberty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not miss your appointed time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God will remember you. I said, God will remember you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at Job. Job said something. He said, all the days of my life will I wait until my change comes. Until the day of my divine remembrance. When God will remember me. I will wait on the Lord. Because I know that there is a day that God has appointed. You will not miss your appointed dates. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. no matter how long that you have been in that situation. Your appointed date is here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A woman, according to Mark chapter 5, referred to as a woman with the issue of blood, had had an issue, life-threatening medical issue. For 12 years, spent all her money, and she still could not get well. Amen. She could not get well. All the doctors took all her money, and they had no solution to their problem. There is something I discovered about God and appointed time in the life of a man. When God has a destiny for you, you are unkillable. That destiny will be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. This woman ought not to be living. If blood is flowing out of your body for 12 years, in fact, if blood is flowing out of your body constantly, unstoppable for 1 month, you are dead. You are a cadaver. 12 years, this woman was still living. Now, that is the number one miracle for this woman. That she is alive. 12 years, God kept her alive. Because there is an appointed day for her miracle. Praise the Lord. She remained alive. And God said, devil, you can't take her out. You didn't bring her here. You can't take her out. Ah, glory be to Jesus. No way for you. 12 years. But after the 12 years, what happened? The Lord remembered her. And on that fateful day, she got her miracle. As she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, everything in her life changed. This was a woman that was in containment. For according to Leviticus law, if you are bringing blood out of your body, you are not supposed to be in the midst of other people. For anyone that comes in contact with you becomes unclean, according to their law. So this woman was in containment. I don't know anyone under the sound of my voice. It seems as if you are in prison. Your blessing is in prison. Your promotion is in containment. I've come because of you today by the Spirit of the Lord to announce to you, this is the season the Lord will remember you. And you will break free. You will break free. You will break through. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear a believing amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at someone else that the Lord remembered. Because by the time you leave this place today, I want you to be fully persuaded. Hallelujah. That God has not forgotten you. Amen. That God has not forgotten you. There is a story in the book of Samuel. Very pathetic one. That story. Of one of King Saul's grandson, I would say. In those days, the Gibeonites hated something that Saul did to them. And after Saul died, they demanded that all his sons must die. And all the sons were killed. Remember that Jonathan also died along with the father. This grandson, his name is Mephibosheth. Praise the Lord. A forgotten son. A king's grandson. He was actually on the line to the throne. Hallelujah. But he was disadvantaged. He was lame. Not born lame, but he was lame because when troubles came in the land then, the person that was given charge to dropped the child, and he became a cripple. After David became king, he asked a question. He said, is there any from the house of Saul that I can show kindness to because of Jonathan, my friend? Is there anyone? That was the day the Lord remembered Mephibosheth. God will remember you. Yeah. Even though he was disadvantaged in life, there was no way he's going to become king anymore. Nothing was going to happen. The destiny that had previously been written over his life, it was finished. There was no way it could come to pass. But God, let somebody say, but God. God remembered Mephibosheth and put that question in David's heart. And somebody said, there is someone. And they said, go and fetch him. And they brought him. Glory be to Jesus. When he appeared before David, somebody that was living among people that don't amount to anything, he himself would have written himself up that nothing can happen in his life. I can assure you that even if somebody say, are you not the grandson of Saul? You say, I'm not. Because there is nothing in his life at that time that smells like, looks like royalty. Praise the Lord. He had resigned himself to a nobody. But when God remembers a nobody, he becomes a somebody. Praise the Lord. God remembered him. And that same God will remember you. In the mighty name of Jesus. David said unto him, that which belongs to your father, the inheritance from your father is your own. I'll return it to you. Whatever is your inheritance that God has written your name on, in the hand of anyone this season, they will release it unto you. It will return back to you. It will return back to you. It will return back to you. Can I high five people to say an amen that is of faith? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He got it all back. Not only that, you know the God that you serve is a God that exceeds expectations. And David added to it and said, please, don't be eating all these ones that you are eating from Mama Put there. Be eating Put Kwamo there. Put this one there. No. From today, you eat on the king's table. When God remembers you, even your diet will change. Everything changes when God remembers you. Everything changes. Praise God forevermore. I'm happy for someone in this place today. I said I'm happy for someone. Let's look at somebody else. Hey, glory be to Jesus. Let's talk about some other person that God remembered. Hannah, according to 1 Samuel chapter 1. There is a story of this woman who has been waiting for a long time and she couldn't bear children. Hallelujah. But there was an appointed time that God himself had planned, the original intent of God. It's unstoppable. You can't stop what God has already planned. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are facing in your life right now. Hear what the Lord has to say to you today. According to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, He said, the plans that I have for you, they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So when you are a child of God and you are facing some oppositions in life, you want to move forward, you are being opposed. You want to get, you have a desire, you are being opposed. You want to move forward in this area, you are facing opposition. The Bible says the plans of God for you are not plans to harm you, but to prosper you. That tells me that there is an appointed day that your prosperity will show up. Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what the devil is trying to stop, he can only delay it. You can never be denied. Hallelujah. All you have to do is to believe God and hold on. Let somebody say with me, I believe. Believe God. That day will surely come to pass. Glory be to Jesus. When her appointed time came, who heard about the children of Penina? Nobody heard about them. They were mocking Hannah, childless woman, barren woman. Now woman or now man self. Can't give birth. No do good woman. Good for nothing. Hello. In the eyes of men, she was good for nothing. But in the eyes of God, she was a destiny child. Makayabashete. Because God's original intent and plan for her is that she will give birth to the greatest prophet who will become a kingmaker. Hallelujah. A kingmaker. A destiny child that will impact his generation. If things are slow to happen in your life, hallelujah, could it be that God is planning that you will become a change agent? That your testimony is going to bring people to the kingdom of God. That when they hear, they will know that this can only be God. That's why I said it last week. I said sometimes it looks as if some people are just, they have been, I don't want to use a negative word. They have been kind of resigned to a last minute miracle. Praise the Lord. That when it looks as if things are not working at all, when it looks as if it can't happen for me again, I cannot be up there that I was before. I cannot hold the things I used to hold. I can't handle the things I used to handle. I can't taste the things I used to taste. Could it be that God is waiting for you, for your wits to come to its end, for self to come to its end in your life, so that when God steps in, hallelujah, he takes all the glory. You will know that it is not of him that willeth or runneth, but God that shows mercy unto you. And then when you share your testimony, people know that this God, with him, things that are impossible can become possible. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She gave birth when the Lord remembered her. The Bible says, and the Lord remembered Hannah. And she brought forth Samuel. A great prophet was born. A game changer. A prophetic son. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who was a kingmaker? Who? There was nothing that Samuel said, the Bible said, that fell to the ground. Absolutely nothing. Once Samuel declares, thus saith the Lord, it's happening. Glory be to Jesus. He was more than 10 sons to the mother. Why? He's a destiny child. Praise the Lord. God will remember you.
Amen.
I said, God will remember you.
Amen.
God will remember you.
Amen.
in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This God is a good God. The children of Israel, they were suffering, groaning, sighing. Oh God, is this how it's going to end? Is this how our generations will just disappear and become nobodies in Egypt? We have heard that this God is great. Where is his greatness in my life? We have heard that this God. That's why when some people are saying that sharp. I don't know about sharp. If you walk really with God, you will know that God takes his time. Praise the Lord. We have heard that there is nothing impossible for this God. That he's a miracle worker, he's a way maker, he's a need meter, he's a covenant keeper, he's a prayer answerer, he's a promise keeper, he's a hope restorer, he's a storm calmer. We have heard all this about this God. Where is this God that we are suffering? I can't meet my needs. I cannot meet basic necessities of life. See what has become of my life. Can God not see? Is his hand short? Is he blind? I'm crying unto him. I'm sighing and groaning. And God said, if you read that Exodus chapter 3, God told Moses, he said, I have heard the voice and the crying and the groaning of my people. God has heard somebody's sighs here. I have heard it. And I am come down. Glory, that I might deliver them. Praise the Lord. That I might fulfill the original plan that I have for them. That they will take delivery of their inheritance, the land that is flowing with milk and honey, and take over the land of the Hivites, take over the land of the Amalekites, take over the land of the Jebusites, take over the land of the Perizzites. So all the people from Iperu and Jebu, take over their land. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. I am come down. God has come down for the sake of somebody in this place. I don't know who you are. But if you are that person, I want you to get up from your seat. Just run to that place and say, I believe, I believe. 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 I believe it, I believe it. God has come down. It is because of me. He has remembered me. It is because of me. God has come down. God is visiting my life. He's visiting my situation. He's setting me free. Makata yabashete. Hallelujah. Another man, his name was Samson. Samson brought upon himself some difficulties. Hallelujah. It was his own doing. And that put him in captivity. A mighty man of valor now became a slave. They plucked out his eyes. He became visionless. But one day, he cried unto the Lord, the Bible said. And he said, oh Lord, remember me one more time. Remember me one more time. And give me strength to fulfill the purpose for which I was born, which is to destroy the Philistines. That was his mission on earth. Hallelujah. He was sent to attack the attackers of God's people. He was sent to confront the confronters of God's people. And he said, Oh Lord, remember me this one more time that I might fulfill my destiny. And God remembered Samson. God will remember you.
Amen.
He will remember you.
Amen.
So that he can fulfill the destiny that he has written concerning you. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. I've come to declare to someone today, to encourage you not to give up, that God has come down because of you. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 8. Verses 1-2. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. Is somebody listening? The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. God will send a wind from heaven that will blow away the flood of affliction in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's what he did. What he did yesterday can do today, and he can do tomorrow. He is God and he changeth not. He has exalted his word above even his name. God can be trusted. If he did it for Noah, he will do it for you. Glory be to Jesus. He remembered Noah and every living thing. I love that one. He said, he's not only Noah. Everything that was connected with him, God remembered. Ooh, hallelujah. So when God remembers you, it affects everything that is around you. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. This God is a wonderful God. Rise on your feet. I need you to believe God. I need you to believe God this morning that the time of divine remembrance has come, and you begin from today, when you leave this place, you begin to declare it unto yourself that my time of divine remembrance has come. And when that time comes, is a time of restoration. God restores everything that was lost, everything that was taken away from you. God restores it. God will restore it back to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Makata yabashiti. We are going to pray. Remember me, O Lord, and strengthen me to make a difference. Remember me, O Lord, and strengthen me to make a difference. That was the prayer of Samson. And God answered his prayer. Open your mouth, beloved, and begin to ask your great father to remember you. You are his child. Remember me, O Lord. Strengthen me to make a difference. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me according to your plan for my life. Remember me according to your original intent for my life. For the plans that you have for me are plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a future and a hope. Lord, remember me according to your original intent, according to your original plan for my life. Oh Lord, I cry unto you today. Hear my cry. Hear my groaning. Hear my sighs, O God. Beloved, are you praying or you are still thinking? Are you praying? I can't hear you pray. Let it come from your belly. Put some intensity in your prayer. If you truly mean it, you will pray. When you are groaning, this is not how to groan. This is not how to cry. Do you need what you need? Do you want what you want? Do you want your life restored? Do you want things that have been missing in your life to be returned to you? Do you want the things that have been taken off your hand to be given back unto you? Do you want your inheritance? Do you want what God has planned for you? Do you want to walk in the inheritance that Christ died and shed his blood to give to you? Beloved, if you truly do want it, you need to raise your voice and begin to pray and cry unto God like Samson did, and say, oh Lord, remember me, oh Lord, and strengthen me to make a difference. Pray. I come against every spirit of delayed blessing that has been delaying your blessing. I come against that spirit. I pull down its strongholds and I render it powerless and ineffective against your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every hindrance that the enemy has positioned to hinder your inheritance from locating you, from being delivered into your hand, I command that hindrance right now to be removed in the name of Jesus. I command it loosed from your life, loose from your blessings, loose from your inheritance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever the enemy has been challenging you, maltreating you, misusing you, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command all his machinations to cease in your life now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against all the works of the adversary to stop you from reaching your place of destiny. I come against it. I command it removed out of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are unstoppable. You are a child of a great God, and you are great. You are unstoppable. Your destiny is unstoppable. Your destiny is unkillable. Your destiny is unquenchable. In the mighty name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy to limit what you can have, what you can handle, what you can taste, what you can own, in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit that has been assigned against your life, against your destiny. I rebuke that spirit. Now loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against your oppressions. The blood of Jesus is against your oppressions. Your power is